Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Peter Walsh, MP, is pretty unhappy about some new health star rating rules, and he's on the line right now. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, guys.
We're looking at this thing. You've got quite heated about this, and effectively what's happened is the health star rating system has placed diet soft drinks more healthy than fruit drinks, and that concerns you in some way. What's that about?
Well, a number of things. First of all, as you've said, the new star ratings has diet soft drink as healthier than fresh orange juice. I just think that is a ridiculous situation, that we're trying to get everyone, children included, to have a healthier lifestyle. Orange juice is a lot healthier than diet soft drink if you actually look at it objectively. But the way the star rating system has worked, it's thrown up this absolutely perverse outcome. You think of all the growers along the Murray River that grow oranges, you couldn't get anything greater than capturing the water, capturing the sunshine, putting in an orange, putting in the bottle and drinking fresh orange juice. No offence to diet soft drink, but I would have thought orange juice is a lot healthier.
Yeah, are they just working it purely on sugar, Peter? Is that what their rationale is?
It is just based around sugar. And there is natural sugars in orange juice. There's natural sugars in fruit that you eat. Are they trying to say we shouldn't eat things that are natural? It's just, as I said, defies logic to me, and particularly the fact that so Food Standards Australia and New Zealand is made up of the health ministers and the agriculture ministers from around Australia. And my real beef is that you've got the Victorian Health Minister and the Victorian Agriculture Minister in particular who have actually voted for this to happen. So an agriculture minister who is there to go into battle and to support the farmers of this state to turn around and vote that way, I just think is a total dereliction of duty.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it, that, natural sugar is not so good for you, according to this, but, you know, a bit of phenylephrine or whatever the hell it is that goes into Diet Coke's okay.
Well, I wasn't going to mention the brand name because I don't want to get in trouble with the providers of that particular brand. But it's about all diet soft drink. It's not just about one particular brand. But as I said, we are constantly trying to, for all of us, but particularly for children, to promote healthy eating. And this just, I think, sends all the wrong messages.
You mentioned the children there, Peter, and surely it's going to have that wrong impact, isn't it? It's going to make them think that they're better off drinking these diet soft drinks rather than getting into the fruit.
It is, if they go by the star ratings. We all know, we all eat probably things that are more of things than we probably shouldn't sometimes, but this is really, giving the wrong promotion totally. And for parents who look at the star ratings when they're in the supermarket, if they take notice of this, it just, as I said, gives them the wrong signal.
One saving grace maybe, Peter, are there any stats on how many people actually look at the star ratings?
No, I'm not aware of that, guys. Probably not as many as we'd like to.
Yeah.
Because we do want people to actually, not only look at the star ratings. One of my pet things is I'd love them to look at where the product actually comes from and where it's made, so we actually promote Australian product as well. And with fresh orange juice, yes, reconstituted orange juice can be made from pulp that comes in from overseas, but fresh orange juice by definition has to come from Australia, so we should be promoting that.
So how much money are we talking about? The big body is obviously going to be upset, the Citrus Australia, for instance. How much money are we talking about might be lost through this judgment?
Well, we don't necessarily... Well, I don't think that's been quantified, to be fair. It will depend on whether people actually do take notice of the star ratings, as you've said. In other cases, people still consume a lot of the stuff that doesn't have a very high star rating.
Yeah, no, it's interesting indeed. Peter, we appreciate the time to take our call this morning, and, hopefully some sort of common sense might prevail here, but with some of these organisations, you never know. So thanks anyway.
Well, that's why I'm calling on the two Victorian ministers. Actually, stand up, be candid, and fight to reverse your decision. The Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, was firmly against this happening because he understands the issues we've all just talked about.
Yeah.
Let the two Victorian ministers actually stand up and be candid and change it.
Terrific. Peter, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.